So today, we sing of Mary. We join in Mary's song of all that Mary did to bring God's love, God made flesh, into the world for us. And all that Mary did was say yes, which is sort of an understatement, right? Mary said yes to the angel's impossible request. And the angel assured her that with God, nothing is impossible. Mary said yes to carrying and bearing a child like no other, a child brought into her womb by the power of the Holy Spirit. And she didn't say, I don't know if you caught this, she didn't say, why me? Or do I have to? Right? But she said, how can it be? How can I, a lowly servant, be the one you choose? And then she follows it up with, I am God's. I will do your will. Yes, she says, yes. It's a miracle she said yes. Don't you think? I think it's a miracle. But what's the backstory here? Maybe the angel Gabriel had been to 50 houses before he ever got to Mary's. Maybe he'd been to palaces of kings, talking to daughters who had names and reputations. And maybe they said, are you kidding? Get out of here. I don't care if you're an angel from the Lord or not. Because can you imagine? This is the job description. This is what the angel brought to Mary. The angel said, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. So there's no like, what do you think we should name him? He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. Everyone knew who David was, King David, so this is a huge deal. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, Mary, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy and will be called the Son of God. That's quite a breathtaking job description, don't you think? And Mary said yes. She said yes based on very little evidence of how it was all going to go. She said yes to the disapproving stares of her townsfolk as her unmarried belly grew. She said yes to the possibility of being cast aside by Joseph, an upright and religious man who she was bringing shame upon. She said yes to laboring in a barn. I mean, come on. For all of those of you that have had children, laboring in a barn filled with all those unpleasant natural smells. She said yes to raising a child who would, as an adult, be homeless and would value the kingdom of God over his loyalty to family dinner time. She said yes to watching him be arrested and tried in a kangaroo court. She said yes to watching him go to the cross. That one word encompassed all of that. And isn't this the essence of faith? Saying yes to things you would choose or not choose or plan or not even think could ever happen to you, whether you want them or not. That is a life of faith. What a beautiful and terrible gift faith is, this life of faith. Yet we have found favor with God, just as Mary did. But Mary's yes was not about her. It was not so that she would be great. The song that she sings and that we sang with her this morning is a song about what she knows to be true about God. She sings about the whole history of what God has done. What she has seen God do, what she knows God is doing and will do. She sang and we sing a song of God's yes to Mary. God's yes to the world, God's yes to you and me. Hear these words that she sang. She sang, God's mercy is for those who fear God from generation to generation. God has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. God has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. God has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of God's own mercy, according to the promise God made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever. You see, God's love song to us is never a solo, even as beautiful as the solo and duet was this morning. It's why we gather together to sing of God's great love for us and for the world. It's why we sing so that we remember, not only in our brains, but in our hearts, and that we are remembered. We are brought back into community. We are brought back into wholeness by God's power through God's promise to us to always love us. Because we too, just as Mary is favored by God, we too are favored by God. God says yes to us long before we can ever stammer out our yes back to God. God says yes to us before we were even born. God says yes to us our whole life through. And it's not an easy yes we say back to God, this life of faith. It's not an easy yes. And there are some days, I bet, that we say, why me? Even though Mary didn't say that. And then there are some days we maybe can be like Mary and we can say, how can it be? How can we? And as we live into this wonderful, terrible gift of life and of faith as God's favored, called to love, God's favored, called to love the world God loves. It's enough to cause our hearts to rejoice. Rejoice. And we say, thanks be to God. Amen.